Hi everyone, this is Sugar.
This is Spice.
And not so nice.
And welcome to our debrief of The Real Housewives of Orange County, season 18, episode 12. So we're going to go right ahead into this debrief, assuming that everyone has seen the episode. And we're going to be talking just about our highlights today because, wow. There's a lot of stuff that goes on and a lot of really interesting stuff and juicy stuff too. So, without further ado, let's get started. So, we actually pick up this episode right where we left off with Tamra basically just dropping a bomb and running away. She's like a suicide bomber. She's just, get out of there. Like, that's what she threw the
Start
grenade.
the car.
And yeah, and she was out of there. So she left and she's dropping this bomb, this ask him about the FBI, tell him about the FBI, da 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 da, right there at an adult dinner with all these different people, with Katie's husband that Ryan is just meeting for the very first time, right? So it's an interesting place to be bringing that up. But we hear her talking to Katie when she's getting into the car. But her source for this, all this, ask him about the FBI, da 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 da. Her source is an Instagram account that broke everything down. So it really seems okay. We're kind of jumping to conclusions here. And then I actually really liked this beginning scene because we kind of dig into it a little bit more, and then we can kind of make our own assumptions from there. So Tamra drops this bomb, and we find out she learned about this just through an Instagram account. But unfortunately, that's not a super credible source, because really, you could go on to Instagram, you can go on to TikTok, you can go on anything and try to make associations any which way, and kind of make different claims. So I'm not super convinced, because this is coming from a an Instagram account, but let's see
An
what else they say.
unreliable source.
It's unreliable,
Yeah.
exactly. So let's see what else goes on. So Emily kind of goes on to explain that Ryan is actually close to someone, some sort of partner or something, a friend, some sort of association, who's someone who has been known to have been investigated by the FBI.
Did
So
she explain? Sorry, did she explain that, or was it an interrogation?
she was the FBI.
She
The
was
FBI
he
there.
was in spotlight.
So
She just kept going.
she
Sorry.
explains this in a confessional, because Ryan is actually the one who gives it away.
Yeah,
Katie
he
comes
gave too
back.
much info.
She says, okay, she just keeps saying, ask about the FBI, ask about the FBI. And Ryan goes, must be about my friend Matt. And he kind of that Matt is going through something. And this is where Emily takes it and goes, fuck yeah, let's find out. Let's find out more. Remember, she's an attorney. So she goes to court, she does all this kind of stuff. So she knows what to say, how to get things out of people, and kind of make it seem like when you're a lawyer, you're trying to make people admit to something, right?
Yeah.
Trying to pull the truth out of him too, right? So if we find out that Matt is some guy he knows from Vegas, and Emily asks, oh yeah, I heard, you host parties in Vegas, you host some big timers in Vegas. Ryan's like, no, I don't, I've never hosted anything in Vegas. And then she pulls out even more. She was really good at this. So we find out Matt is a pro gambler, and he also runs a bookie business as well. So, being a bookie, I guess it's illegal in California. They say that at the table. It's illegal in the state of California, but they don't clarify if it's illegal in the state of Nevada. So, I don't know if that's like an illegal activity or if that's A-okay over there in Vegas. And then Brian again says, yeah, he's going through a hard time. So, alluding again, we've got Ryan saying he's going through a hard time. Emily saying Ryan is associated with someone who has been investigated by the FBI. But then Emily goes a little bit further and she explains Ryan, he goes to Vegas all the time, probably with his buddy Matt. He goes to Vegas all the time, like it's his business, like he's running a business. So, in saying that, she's kind of trying to allude to something without actually saying it. What do you all make of this? Do you think something sketchy is going on? Because I still, Ryan tried to explain what he does for business, but we still don't really know. Do you think there's something sketchy going on, or is it just he's buddies with someone who unfortunately is involved in some bad shit and he's going through a hard time, and now Instagram account wrapped Ryan into it as well? What do you guys think?
I think it could
Maybe.
possibly be something sketchy, but then again, I could be wrong on that, right? But it's if it's his friend Matt who's got whatever issues happening, then I don't know. I would just associate that as, yeah, he's probably got something sketchy in the background going too.
No, he's up to something. That's well, you know what it is if you go back to the last episode when he was having a sit down with Katie's husband, and he was just Katie's husband said, "Oh, hey, hey, Brian, what do you do for business?" And then the explanation that he gave, remember we talked about that in the last episode. He's very elusive on what he does. And does he have ties with this man? Probably, because like they're together and they go back and forth all the time. What exactly his involvement is, well, you know what? Let's be honest, we'll probably never know, because those things are hard to pull out, like as far as who has what involvement where. But yeah, he's definitely doing something. And you know what? Bad on him for being part of this show. And I don't understand why people do this when you're involved in something kind of
Yeah,
sketchy,
stay the fuck away from reality
keeping it
TV, you idiot.
away.
And
Exactly.
so many of them in the past have done that to themselves. That's the that's like there's so many it's great entertainment for people who just want to like kick back and watch stupid shit happen. But for some of them, like their life really goes like really bad for some of them, right?
And the thing is I think it's like an element of them thinking maybe they're a bit smarter, and this way they're like, because they've got that in their personality where they want to show people their success and how good they are without with and then not realizing, or maybe it, not realizing is not the best phrase, but for them thinking that they're smarter and that they've got ways of getting around it. So you know what? Time will tell, and we'll find out what happens.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I think? I think if he is involved in anything,
Emily's gonna find out.
bringing that up on camera like that, fuck, he's in trouble now. He puts it up on camera, and then if his friend Matt is doing anything, oh fuck, Matt is not going to be very happy with Ryan,
Why
because if
would
he
you
is
say my
involved in
name, you
anything,
fucking idiot?
why would you say that on TV, that I'm going through a hard time and that I'm a bookie and that I'm this and that I'm that? What were you thinking, man? But what I really think that Ryan owns an LLC called My Friend Matt. Yeah, my friend Matt is going through a hard time. LLC, My Friend Matt, named my friend Matt. He's been doing some bad things, and you know what? He's actually very smart. He's just alluding that, yeah, actually my business is in the can. What did he say last time? He's a developer. He does real estate development.
But that
My
was pretty, yeah. But if
friend
you take,
Matt Helms.
yeah, exactly.
Condos by my friend Matt. I think it's all code. Anyway. The other really
Wait, 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 wait. Sorry, because I just watched this. I just saw it, right? So, what about, what did you think, what did you guys think of Eddie after Tamara
hugging
bolted?
Matt or hugging Ryan,
And
gave
Jen.
him a handshake and then gave him a
And
little
Jen
bro pat.
gave Jen a kiss and a hug. And, you know, like, didn't you think that was weird? And then Ryan, yeah, let it go, blah, blah, blah.
It was weird that they were so defensive and then that happened, but I guess it was just he probably felt bad that his wife came in belligerently, like yelled at the table and this and that, and he's embarrassed because it should have just been something between him and Ryan, and then his wife got involved, embarrassed herself, embarrassed him at the table. So I think that was just a gesture of I'm really embarrassed right now. That shouldn't have happened. I didn't read into that too much.
I'm
And then
just wondering still the connection between him and Jen.
they worked out together or
Yeah,
something.
no, I know that, but I think that there's something, I don't know, just the way he's, I don't know, I think there's something
There,
more
I
that we
don't
don't
think
know.
that they're kissy kissy or anything
No,
like that.
I'm
They're
not
fine.
saying that.
What's the connection though?
I don't know. I don't know.
Can't allude to something and then not tell us. Not so
No,
nice.
it's not that I'm not telling you. I don't know. It's just, it seems weird that there's like more to it. Because he didn't get up and leave with Tamara. And
Would
it was
you?
almost,
I think
no,
not.
I
She
wouldn't
was gonna
either.
go and yell at and blah 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 blah. Like, I don't think he actually thought that she was gonna leave. Or if he did, I think he was hoping she would just leave on her own. And he wasn't hoping that Katie would come back and say, okay, Ryan, it's time for you to leave. Tamara wants to go. Right? But
Yeah.
would you really want to follow her out too? No.
No.
There's cars to take her home. The production provides all the transportation if they're going to be drinking. So, you know, he
I
was just.
just think like I think there's something, like I said, with Eddie and Tamara going on in the back and something, like I don't know. It just seems weird. I
We'll
thought
have
we
to
talked.
wait and find
Yeah.
out. We'll
Okay.
wait and we'll see. Only time will tell. The other big piece of this episode is Shannon turns 60. She throws a cute little like tea party. Okay. Let's talk about the outfits. What was your favorite outfit?
Not Shannon's.
Not Shannon's. I have to say, I really liked when she did the big reveal.
So I you know what, the reveal was cute, but when that dress, she looked like she was going to a funeral. At Alice in Wonderland. That's what I thought.
She did. It
I
looked
actually
nice.
thought the dress was cute. I didn't like her fascinator with that, but I absolutely loved Gina's fascinator.
You know whose dress I really did like? And she was having a wardrobe malfunction because her outfit didn't arive, but I really liked
Jen.
Ben's
Yeah, me too. I
little
really
summer
liked hers
dress.
too.
That was
Yeah.
beautiful. I
Yeah,
loved it.
very, very pretty. And
I thought
Tamara's
so
was
too.
cute too, because that was similar to hers, to be
It
honest.
was, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And there's some tension at the table. So the tension, it's between Heather and Emily. So Heather arrives and she right away, you know, they're at an event. I thought it was kind of a weird place to do it, but Heather wants to kind of hash things out and she goes, Emily, can I talk with you like one-on-one? Emily looks at her, she goes, here now? No, that's okay. And then Heather kind of explains herself, listen, like I wasn't in the right like headspace. I wasn't in the right spirit, is what she said, to have a conversation there in front of everyone. But like, I would really just like to talk to you and hear you out. Basically, that's what she does. And one thing that I think really smoothed it over with the two of them, like Gina was saying, Heather was being kind of calculated in the way that she approached it. But I think that honestly, she was just a little bit like bombarded at that event, like. being approached like that in front of everybody. But I think what really smoothed it over with Emily, and Emily even said this in her confessional, I think it was, Heather says, "I hear you." Because she gave Emily the chance to finally kind of vent about how she was feeling and whatnot. And I think that's really at the end of the day, what Emily needed to do was just to talk about her feelings, how she felt, and feel like she was actually being heard. And I think that was probably the better environment to do it. It would have been nicer if Heather reached out and like invited her for lunch or something like that, but it seemed like it went pretty well, and I think it was a helpful conversation. What did you guys make of this? Did you think she was more calculated, or do you think, it actually was a conversation where Emily was heard? What do you think?
You go on Spice.
I can go. What I think is that Heather to me seems to be the type of person that you can't just surprise her with something. Like she needs to think. She needs to think about how she's going to respond. And I think maybe that's why there's that thought that maybe that Gina thought that she was calculated, but I didn't see that. I just saw that, sometimes you need a little bit of time to reflect on what you said and how you're going to approach things. Whether she did, like at the tea party, should have been done there. Like that's up for discussion. I don't think it should have been done there either. But I mean, you're going to be facing this person, and I guess she just wanted to clear up the air as quickly as possible. So she did it her way, and I think that was her, she was being true to her authentic self. So, and that came across to Emily. So in the end, they were both happy, and that's all that matters, I guess.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that Heather's not the only one that's like that, because I know people who are like that. Like I know somebody, like people who you can't ask like a question that maybe needs some time to be thought about or whatever. You can't put them off guard. You know what I mean? For certain things, they need time. So like it's best to forward an email, you know what I mean, or whatever, right? And then be able to respond accordingly. So I just think that's just Heather's demeanor, that she just likes to think and process stuff and think of the whole scenario before responding and really opening up and listening and then offering, like understanding, right, of the situation. I don't know.
Yeah, those are good points, actually. No, I agree. I think she really is someone like that who needs a little bit of time to be able to respond or just to know what she's gonna say. But honestly, I think she handled it really well. And I think like going forward, I don't think they're gonna have any problems going forward. And like I think she approached Emily in like the best way that she could. And I think Emily was happy with like the outcome.
I think
So
she definitely was happy this time, like now.
smooth that over. Woo! There we go. Awesome. The other tension at the table, it's Tamara and Jen. So Jen had kind of mentioned, she made a lot of progress with Tamara, all this kind of stuff. They were mending their relationship, this and that. And then she feels like, they just took like two steps backwards. There isn't too much that happens at the table, but there definitely is some, tension there. What do you guys think? What do you make of this moving forward? Do you think that there's any going to be any reconciliation? Personally, I don't really see them being friends moving forward, especially with that. Like, I don't know. I just think Tamara is so weird and
Yeah, I
like
think this, yeah, I agree.
she's almost unpredictable. Like, I didn't see that coming at the dinner party. Like, I really stand behind. I have a feeling that she might have had a few drinks before she arrived because her behavior was just not like acceptable for like a grown woman.
I think her apology was bullshit, and because that's what she does. Like she does stuff and then she's like, "Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I didn't mean that," or the, this or that. I think it's all bullshit, and I think Jen shouldn't fucking trust her as far as she can fucking chuck her. So Yeah, I can't stand, like, Tamara's just really, she's just gone to such a low, and I liked her in the beginning, like the first in the beginning of the seasons when she first started, like I liked her, you know what I mean? But yeah, too much.
Yeah, no, I think Jen's face kind of said it all. Like she doesn't want to forgive her, and I really hope she has the strength not to, because she's just a fucking bitch. She's a
Yeah, she is.
like I hate to say that about a woman, but like
Yeah.
she really is
She
just like
really is.
nasty
Yeah.
and
Yeah.
mean and cutting, and
Yeah.
she goes for the jugular, and then when
Yeah,
she
she
does it,
does.
she says whatever's on her mind, and then she
Yeah.
goes for the jugular, and then afterwards she goes, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that," and then goes and does it again.
But
Like,
you
go
know I love
fuck
you.
yourself.
Like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, unfortunately, I feel Jen's gonna trust her again. Because Jen was firm, like, no, I'm not gonna talk about this. Today's not, now's not the time. Here's not whatever she said, right? But I feel like, again, Jen is looking also for, you know, she's looking for that support for friends, you know, and but that's not the fucking person you want in your court.
No, it really isn't. And some friend, the way that she
Yeah,
acted at
no.
that second.
Already from last season, fuck you, man. Fuck off. Yeah, okay, I can be cordial. You stay on your side, I'll stay on my side.
Moving on, there's a few party favors that get gifted out, and Shannon receives a couple of gifts. She gets a pair of those beautiful leather H. Hermès sandals from Heather. She gets a like a life-size boudoir like photo shoot printed out of her from Emily. And then she also gets a surprise package delivered. Da, da, da. This guy comes over with this huge vase of flowers, and she assumes, "Oh, you guys are so sweet. You all chipped in, bought me these flowers. Thank you." He goes, "Oh, miss, there's a card. There's a card too." She opens the card. Her face drops. They say, "Who is it from, Shannon? Who is it from?" The suspense is killing us as the watchers. It's from Alexis Bellino. So Alexis sends a, like, how inappropriate. Like, what, who in their right mind would ever, my partner is in a lawsuit against someone. Would I ever, ever, ever send that person flowers on their birthday? No, that is so inappropriate. I wonder what their lawyers thought of that. Like, what a stupid thing to do. Really. I want to get your guys' opinions on that. How can you even comprehend this? Like, how does that even make sense? My boyfriend is suing someone, but I want to send them an olive branch and I want to move forward with them, so I'm going to send them some flowers. How inappropriate.
Well, it's not only inappropriate in that way, but you're doing it. The only reason she did it, let's be honest, is because she knew that they were filming the birthday party at that time
Yeah.
at that restaurant, right? So that's the most impactful way in her stupid mind on how she's gonna look like the good guy. And it's like a pile of shit. Like what was she, what would you be thinking? Why would you do that? But that's her, is because she wants to say, "See, look what I did. I'm a good person, and I sent her flowers on her birthday, like even though we're fighting." And like that's in her, because she's not a very bright girl. Like
No,
let's keep that in
not
mind
at all.
too.
Yeah.
So the thing is she thinks that she's going to be put in a positive light by doing this. And that's just her. That's just it's typical Alexis. She's done stuff like this in the past. You've seen it. I'm sure Not So Nice. You've seen her do all kinds of crazy shit in the past because she's not very bright.
No, she's not. But she, I think she just desperately wants to be able to, like, there's something happening that, you know, probably that, like, refusal of filming or I don't know, something, because it just can't work with them together, right? And but she really wants to make it work because she's so desperate to be back on the show, right? That's what I think. about the Alexis thing. And I mean, obviously, like, why the fuck would you send her flowers at the same time as boasting to people that you got shit that's gonna take her down and it's gonna come out? And like, I mean, I don't know.
There's the door, Shannon Bador.
So Shannon wants to shut that door, and Alexis is desperately trying to get in and stay in, right?
They're both on
That's
either ends of the door. They're holding on to Bob, going, ah! It's just a game of tag.
Alexis, yeah, she's brutal.
Yeah, no kidding. But on a more positive note, Shannon decides it's my 60th. We're gonna celebrate this with a girls' trip. They're going to England, and what a way to invite everyone. This is what I want to see from all the housewives. That's so entertaining, right? So she gets them all to open up their gifts, and they all pull out these little Big Ben things filled with tea or whatever. I don't know what was inside. And she takes her little dress and goes, bam! And she's wearing like the ginger spice Union Jack dress. That was freaking awesome. I loved that. That was wonderful. And that's how I want all of them. Like, I don't want to see any of the housewives like just sending out texts to each other anymore. I want some showmanship. I loved that. I was very happy with that. So, what a way to invite everyone. And boy, what a way to make sure someone is not invited to England. Before we move on to that, okay, what are all our thoughts on this location for the girls' trip?
Awesome. They're going to have so much fun.
Looks
Or
like they're
maybe
going to have
not, but
fun.
they will have fun.
I think they'll end up
I
having
think
fun.
it's yeah, I think it's going to be fun.
London is beautiful. I haven't really been to any other cities outside of London in England, but wherever they go, I think they'll have a great time. I think that's a good.
I'm just thinking going on a girls' trip with someone like Tamara, like that's the only problem, you know? But we'll see.
It'll be entertaining for sure.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get into a bar fight. We'll see. We'll see. But anyway, moving on. What a way to not invite someone to England as well. So Shannon basically, in her way of doing this, she's like, I don't want to be the victim anymore. I want to show people that, I take control of my life. I'm not the victim. I'm the survivor. And I'm going to tell her straight up what maybe she's thinking, oh my God, Alexis is so crazy. What if she books a flight to England and tries to crash my party?
I bet you she will.
Right? Because she's so nuts. What if this happens? What if that happens? All this different stuff. And you know what? Fair enough. They are on the same cast. So she decides, I'm going to
Book a
send
trip
her
and stay in the same
straight up.
hotel and run into them.
I'm going to tell her straight up, I'm planning a trip with my friends, and I want to make it very clear that you're not invited. Because you never know. Sometimes on those trips, someone will bring a plus one. Someone doesn't tell the host all this kind of stuff. She wants to make it very clear. You are not invited. Personally, I don't see anything wrong with this because there have been times in the past where I've thrown something. And so I'll say for as an example, I was throwing a party when I was in high school, and it was like kind of a last minute thing. It wasn't even really a party. It was just like a get together with a few people. But at the time that this get together was happening, I had two friends that I was very close with, and they got in a big tiff, like to the point that like they didn't even want to talk to each other, like nothing. But I was still friends with both of them. Like it didn't involve me in any way, so I'm like, I don't care. Like you guys deal with your own stuff and whatever. But one of the friends was with me when we planned it, when we said, oh, okay, why don't we do this? And oh, okay, da 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 da. And I ended up inviting everyone over. And I reached out to the other girl who had gotten in the tiff with her, and like they didn't want to speak to each other or anything. And I told her, I said, I called her and I said, hey, I wanted to let you know because you'll probably find out, but I'm having a few people over this evening. And I wanted to let you know, it's a lot of our friends are going to be coming over, and I just didn't invite you because so and so is coming. And I know you told me you're uncomfortable being around her, and she told me you're she's uncomfortable being around you. So just wanted to give you that heads up. I wasn't like not including you to be mean, but just like respecting your guys' wishes. And she hung up the phone on me. So she wasn't super happy, but I thought it was a nice thing to give her a heads up. And it wasn't any like personal offense or anything like that. But oh well. Have either of you ever done that? I've certainly done it multiple times in my life, just giving people a heads up, like, hey, just so you know, you're not invited.
I would give them a heads up, but I would do a little differently. I'd say, because if I was friends with both of them and it's their fucking problem that they have, that's their fucking problem, not my problem. So
Well, that's just my
I
example.
would say, yeah, no, and I get it, but I would just say, I'm going to invite both of you. If you're not comfortable, don't come. And if they
I
come,
just
they
told her
come.
straight
And
up, she's
I
already
think that I
here.
would, yeah.
I know you're
I just,
not going to come, so you're not invited.
I had to be a bit of a not a bit of a bitch. I kind of it was this was really tricky to navigate because it was my Christmas dinner, which I always have family over at, and I had to uninvite one of my relatives because he was being such a dick to my husband. So and then like it was like him and his family. So the thing is it was. And the only way that I could do it was just rip the band-aid off and says, I'm sorry, I can't have you at my house. I just can't do it. I need to kind of keep the peace here. And it was awful, but I did it. And that's all I can say about that. It's not, when it's someone that's close to you, it makes it really, really difficult. But anyway, if I can do that, anyone can do that. And as far as back to the show, but as far as Shannon goes, I totally saw nothing wrong with what she did, and especially the way that Alexis was gunning for her for the entire season. So, I mean, and they were talking about Katie, I think it was Katie specifically, and Jen about, being overly harsh and it's going to hurt Alexis's feelings. Well, you know what? Fuck her. She hurt Shannon's feelings the whole time. And let's get this clear. I'm not a big Shannon fan to begin with, but in this instance and in this situation, Alexis went overboard. And then given on top of that, sending her the flowers and doing like weird shit like that, that text was totally in order.
Yeah, fair.
I agree. And
You're
I
right. I
really
agree,
agree with
actually.
Katie and Jen being like, oh, we should break it to her a little bit more gently. Because at the end of the day, it's Shannon's thing that she wants to tell Alexis. She can do it any way she wants. Like, she could have sent flowers back. I'm throwing a party and you're not invited. I'm going to England and you're not invited. But, she doesn't really need the sympathy. Oh, Alexis, it's okay. We just wanted to tell you gently. Who cares? Just tell her.
Yeah.
I'm doing this and you're not invited. I want to make that clear. Bye. But anyway,
Yeah.
we then see them. So Katie and Jen convince Shannon, okay, let us just break it to her. Like, because we're friends with her. We don't want to hurt feelings. Da 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 da. Okay, Shannon goes, fine, fine, fine. You guys go and do it. So they make their way to Alexis's house, and they arrive, and Alexis starts asking them, like, did my flowers come at the at while you guys were sitting there at the table? Okay, this is great. This is gonna be the path forward. Da 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 da. And she asks them, do you think this will be the path forward? Like, she's got these crazy eyes too.
She
Jen and
does.
Katie
They're all
both get
puffy
together.
too. Looked like she'd been crying or something. The makeup wasn't covering up how she her eyes looked, so like she just looked off.
She always looks like she's a little like something's going on with
Yeah,
her.
she does. But
I think that's just her normal look, typically.
the one left eye was very puffy.
Oh, that's interesting. You
Yeah.
took note of that. Okay.
Yeah. I notice the little things sometimes.
But anyway, she asks, "Do you think this is going to be the path forward?" Katie and Jen both look at each other. They're like, "No, I don't think that's going to be the path forward." She's like, "What? Oh, blah, 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 blah." And then she gets a text. She runs upstairs to get her phone. She goes, "I just got a text message from Shannon Bedore." And it says, and fucking Shannon, she's so smart. She's like, "Okay, fuck you guys. You want to go over there? Okay, you guys go over there." She figures out when they're going. She does the exact same thing that Alexis did to her. Alexis found out when they would be at tea and makes her flower arrangement arrive right then and there. Shannon returns the favor. "Okay, you've got people over, you're talking. I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm gonna rip this band-aid, basically." So she does the exact same thing to Alexis. She knows when they're gonna be there. She sends the text. "Guess what? You are not coming to England." I thought this was pretty funny. Before we get into the main thing that I think was really funny, we see she just like kind of explodes, and this is what Alexis does. She just keeps going back to the same fucking thing. Like, this whole season has just been about her. And like this one problem. Okay, she's dating Shannon's ex. Boo-hoo, get over it. Like, at this point, it's like, it's a little boring. We're, what are we, 12 episodes past this? Give us something new, Alexis. So John then comes onto her confessional, and I thought that like this was so weird.
Weird. Yeah.
It was like
Really weird.
some sort of daytime drama kind of film. So they're sitting there and he's going, "I didn't want to take legal actions, but Shannon left me no choice, da 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 da." Okay, what do you guys make of all this? Because again, like I'm still sticking with my original thought, which is Shannon offered to pay all the money. She just wanted the non-disparagement agreement. That's very standard in like any lawsuit. And he didn't accept it. So my thoughts are, okay, it's to the point that he doesn't even actually want to resolve anything. He just kind of wants to torture Shannon, is my
He
thought.
does. And you know what? And Alexis actually even alluded to that too, because she said, he doesn't want to be muzzled. He doesn't want to, like, so it's like, what the fuck do you want? Like, oh my God, you're the one, like, are you not seeing what you're doing? So, like, she thinks she doesn't want her man to be quiet about it, but she wants to bitch about it, yet she wants to be friends with her. Like, I don't understand her. Like, she just makes me nuts. And John is just totally full of shit. Like, he just, you're right. He wants to torture her. He wants to torture her.
Yeah, I disagree with what he's doing, and even like Alexis, like being like, somewhat part of that too in the background, right? But I think Shannon originally didn't want to pay him, didn't even want to pay him half, but agreed to that and only changed quickly to the full amount when she heard about the video. Now they really turned that into like a blackmail situation, right? And so she offered the full amount and she wants him to stop talking about her, which, like it would be vice versa too, because maybe he didn't want that, thinking that, well, that means I can't talk about you, but you're gonna fucking shit talk me on the show. Like, I don't know, right? So
He could just
could
say,
be,
"Cool, I'll agree to that if you agree to a non-disparagement."
yeah. But then remember in the past, I think I said, well, then Alexis would need one too. And then I think that somebody said that you can't do that because she's not even a party to it or whatever. She has, she's can say whatever unless she does decide to sign a disclosure like that. You know what I mean? So I don't know. So
But
it's
that
just
wasn't even
weird.
in terms. She just asked John to sign the non-disparagement. Alexis, aside from all of this, like, it really has nothing to do with it, but like, he should have just accepted. I think he just
Yeah, he should have. He wants to fuck her over.
wants to torture her. And really, at the end of the day, giving her money for like a cosmetic procedure, it when you're living together and you're in a relationship and all this kind of stuff, you end up paying for each other's things sometimes. Like,
Gifts.
it's not like they were married and it's a house and all this kind of stuff where it's a really big expense that, like, okay, you do have to split this up. If you're the kind of guy, you've got 70 grand to just spend on your girlfriend's face, I think you're going to be fine without that 70 grand.
Yeah,
Period.
exactly.
Anyway, we kind of get into all this kind of stuff. Alexis goes all loopy. They want to muzzle him. He will not be muzzled. And they kind of ask, well, are you talking about the non-disparagement or are you talking about something else? She goes, yeah, the non-disparagement, as if it's like this big deal getting a non, like, fuck off, Alexis. And then she goes, you know what? I'm done. And this was the fucking most awkward thing I've ever seen. He gets up, opens up the door, the alarm is still on. She didn't turn off the alarm. And stares at them as if Katie and Jen had done something wrong to her. They're looking and they're like sitting there, like, I don't know what's, I don't understand what's happening. And even me, I was thinking, like, what has she done? Like, I thought she was gonna go outside and then like fucking whip out a pack of smokes and be like, that's it. I'm giving up. I'm just gonna keep smoking. Fuck this. Like, or like, run outside and take all her clothes off and go streaking or something like that. She's so nuts. I thought she was gonna do something. I did not expect her to kick them out. Then she
Yeah, I
and
didn't see
goes,
that coming either.
and the way that she just gestured, like,
Don't think they even got a chance to
over,
eat.
they were like, what the f-? They didn't even get to have their drinks. Like, why invite them over? And like, the way she gestured for them to get the fuck out, that
Yeah.
was weird. And she
Really
goes,
weird.
well, thank you for being the bearer of, and they're like, what the fuck did we do? Like, it was almost like she was mad at them. It was really weird. What do you guys make of this? I think she's fucking
She
bad.
lost it. She lost it,
That
plain and
this is
simple.
typical her, though. This is
Yeah, it
typical.
is. And that's why if you look at her eyes in that scene, like just before that, when she, goes into this, like, what did I do? Like, like you see how many times I try or whatever she said, like, because she's trying to, make things better and she's just not accepting it. Well, yeah, fuck you after what you guys are pulling on me, right? But her eyes, if you look especially at her left eye, it's just you could see it was swollen from like maybe crying before. I don't know. That's what I thought. Because I was just like focused on that.
Fuck, that was a fucked up like ending.
I love
Yeah,
the
that was
ending. I
weird.
loved it.
That was so funny. Well, anyway, going back to our favorite conversation, our golden question is all around Alexis and John and Shannon. All right, and so another topic that kind of came up on when they went over to Alexis's house was the leaking of the story of this whole thing getting out to the press, that there's a lawsuit, there's XYZ, all this kind of stuff. We know that Alexis apparently has contacts that she's very close with at People. We see in the confessionals, Jen says, no, I don't think she leaked it. Katie says, yeah, I do think she leaked it. I want to know if either of you have any opinions. Who do you think leaked the story to People magazine, if anyone actually did leak it?
I think Alexis did.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if she did. It really wouldn't.
To be honest, I think they did too. At least Alexis did, because apparently, I don't know. So she's got those contacts at People magazine. I mean, when a lawsuit does happen, it does become public record. But still, I think like she had, because it was so quick and she kind of alluded to it. We found out she alluded to it at Jen's party that, oh, tomorrow things are going to come out. And what came out? The People magazine article.
Exactly. And the thing is back to the lawsuits and it being public record, they absolutely are. But the thing is you got to know to go and find the information. And unless you know there is a lawsuit somewhere, you're not just going to be searching random names for lawsuits. Someone's got to give you that information for you to go and get it. Do you know what I mean? To go and dig for it. And so you're right. As far as she kind of put the nail in the coffin herself when she said, there's big news coming out tomorrow. So she knew all about it.
Way to give yourself away, Alexis.
Not bright. Not very bright.
All right. Anything else here?
Nope.
Well, that was sugar.
This is spice.
And not so nice.
And thank you for watching our Reel on the Reel.
Ciao for now.